Hello, you've reached Monica's phone. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, but hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just in the office. What's happening?
Not much. Do you have a free second?
Yeah.
Dr. Petrelli's office.
Okay.
They said, well, give me a scale of like 1 to 10 on the numbness. And is it new? And does it go away when you take ibuprofen? And I said, okay, like today, 5 on the numbness scale. Yes, it goes away completely when I take whatchamacallit. She goes, okay, Dr. Petrelli wants to schedule for another MRI. If the other MRI is bad, you might have to have an emergency microdiscectomy.
Oh, my God.
And I go, what? And he goes, well, we'll have you in. Call back tomorrow and we'll make an appointment. But, yeah. He's like, your herniation's obviously pressing on the nerve root. The longer it presses on the nerve root, the worse your symptoms can get. And it's most likely something that won't resolve on its own. If it's been a year and hasn't resolved on its own, means it's a large enough thing that, you know. And then so I was talking to the nurse, and the nurse was like, now that being said, the success rate of double microdiscectomies is 2 times higher than single. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, actually, after a second microdiscectomy, the remaining disc inside your spine dies and becomes like hardened, and you have like a much lesser chance of re-herniating because the disc is essentially, at that point, there'll be like no disc left and it'll just be dead inside there.
Oh my God, Michael, this is like insane. I feel like you could not have thought you were, that's the thought that you were going to have.
Yeah, no, definitely was like a eye-opening conversation. She was like, well, we need to get you in before you have drop foot, and specifically numbness. And she was like, is the numbness on the top of your foot and the outside of your shin? And I said, yeah. And she goes, we have to have you in quickly to get stuff done because, like, the worst thing that can happen is, and I read this on Reddit before, is, like, I can be completely fine. I can go to take a step, and my foot will just give out.
Yeah, you were just telling me about that.
Yeah, flat on
about
my foot.
That person who had been doing, like, all her stuff. And
yeah.
Okay, so you have to call back tomorrow to get the MRI?
I have to call back tomorrow to schedule with them. They had a couple more questions.
To schedule a time to go in with him, you're saying?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't have his calendar and everything like that. So, like, I was like, okay, well, can this happen, like, after December? And she was like, oh, no, yeah, for sure. Like, it's when we say, like, emergency, we mean, like within a few months. Like, it's not like, I'm not going tomorrow. You know what I mean?
So emergency for them is not the same as, like, how we use the word emergency.
Yeah, at least I didn't feel like that was the case. Like, you know what I mean? But
I think the thing that I'm a little bit about lost about as far as your conversation is, like, remember we went back to this question yesterday of, like, what would Dr. Petrilli's office say if you called today? And you were like, yeah, they're going to be like, numbness is, are you in pain? So, like, it's really confusing that, like, then you call today and they're like, oh, no, like, this is, you know, that, at least to me, that's confusing.
Well, when I was in there before, I had no numbness and no pain, right? Like, or I had a 2 on the pain scale with 0 numbness. My numbness was going away. Now,
you had never really consulted with him about the numbness.
Yeah, correct. Well, it was more about pain, and I really wasn't, I didn't have any numbness. And then all of a sudden, after Thanksgiving, I woke up one day and was, like, really numb. And
but I,
like,
feel like you have had numbness in the past.
Not like this. I can not like this.
Okay. Different.
Yeah, this
okay.
is...
Like, yeah, so just keep me abreast of... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
This is, like, more... This is very concerning numbness. This is not like
yeah.
my foot's asleep. Like, this is like something's not right.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, I would like, to be able to go to an appointment with you, and I'll move my calendar around best I can. So just
yeah, for sure. I won't even make an appointment without you being there. So let's just see what happens, and you know, in the meantime, figure it out. Like, I don't, you know, whatever we got to do. I don't know what we got to do, but.
Well, you know, you made the first call, which is the most important part. You're not playing doctor yourself. You know, yeah, you put the thing up on Reddit, but, like, that's in conjunction to you actually calling the doctor and being like, what's the deal? And I think what might feel validating for you, I hope, is to get on the phone with someone and have them sort of be decisive for you, which is different than what you've experienced in the past.
Yeah, right, yeah, it's interesting, for sure, I don't, you know, just like thinking to myself, like, what the fuck, I don't know, it's all good, you're an amazing support system.
Yeah, maybe whatever you need, I want you to not be in pain, I want you to have quality of life, you know?
Yeah, right, so, all right, let's, it's so funny, like, thinking back now, like, right, I went in, I had the microdiscectomy in at Strong, and we went, and I was in excruciating. I mean, the pain I was in for that month beforehand was, like, the worst I've ever felt. You know, you saw me. And, like, it's so interesting to think, like, on the scope of, like, back surgeries, I can now see why Dr. Mangel was literally like, yeah, dude, like, got you, like, like, I've done 16,000 of these. Like, these guys in, like, a microdiscectomy is, like, literally, like, brushing your teeth for these guys. Like, it's the smallest, like, you know what I mean? Like, you and I were like, oh, my God, Michael's having back surgery, this, that, the next thing. And, like, in reading about other surgeries that people have to have, like, this is literally, like, nothing.
Yeah. I just, again... It does bring me back, and I hope you can hear that, like, from a place of love and concern. It brings me back to that. My worry with you is that you live too much in the moment sometimes where I'm like, are you going to have another microdiscectomy? And you're like, I'm perfect. Like, I can do whatever I want now.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Like, starting to, like, you know, landscape and build a deck.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to pop outside and fucking shovel for an hour and a half. Did you call your guy to say we need?
No, I'm going to call him now.
Okay. You can take it out of the savings or whatever, but...
No, I got it. Don't worry. I got it.
The weather seems a little bit gnarly out here. Not right now, but I got a message that said it was about the things were going to start to turn, but nothing says that it's going to... No.
What do you mean?
I got an email from Rochester Regional Health that was like, it's about to start snowing, but then I can't, there's no snow. You know what I mean?
You got an email from your company telling you what the weather was?
Yeah, I got an email saying, like, watch the weather. It's supposed to start getting bad outside. And then it doesn't seem like it is.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. What's the chicken going in for?
How are you going to do it? You can do it oil, just toss in oil with some salt and pepper?
Oil, salt, pepper.
And maybe a little Italian parsley or Italian seasoning? Big dish, a lot of oil, a lot of salt, a lot of pepper, tossed. 420 for 35 minutes.
420,
35.
Can you text me?
Sure.
Really don't forget. And then I'll do salad and rice.
You're so amazing. Yeah. Make enough rice.
That's amazing.
This says 420 for... Ooh. It says 425 for 35 minutes.
425 for
35
minutes.
Yep, I'm on it right now.
That's me?
Yeah.
All right, baby.
All right, love you. Bye.